Hello there, my darling cowgirl. Mommy hasn't seen you in so long, and you look so pretty. Yes, you do. I mean, you were always pretty, but now you're so curvaceous and soft. That porcelain skin tone with faint black spots are so precious. And I adore your cute little horns that are budding out of your head. Oh my goodness! Those are not the only things that have grown on you. You might find, since we drank that tea and you took that little nap earlier, some changes to your already developed cowgirl body will take effect. Didn't you know that Mommy always gets up to no good when she wants something, darling? What can I say? I'm a fox mommy that has always done whatever I want. You look kind of dizzy, baby girl, even after the nap you took. You're looking at my pointy ears like you don't understand what I am. Just watch me wiggle my button nose. Isn't it so cute? Right? That was some quality tea. What kind of tea was it, you ask? Oh, it's just a tea that promises to make any cowgirl into a very productive cowgirl. Emphasis on productive. Or maybe I should use the word production. You're looking at me like you're still confused. Just take a look at this bedroom I made for you, baby girl. Everything in here is pink with little cow polka dot designs. They're so adorable and they match you perfectly. I did such a good job. There's all kinds of soft plushies for you to rub on when I'm not home. Gosh, even Mommy would like to rub on that gigantic elephant by the window. Oh. And did I forget to mention? You have your very own closet with lots of skimpy maid dresses and knee-high stockings, beautiful bows. Oh, and the most adorable high heels money can buy. I did not mess around with your high heels, baby girl. I know how important they are. And you're just so precious. I made sure to provide you with the fanciest heels I could find. From peep toe to open toe to some see-through fuck me pumps. I know you love parading around in your pumps while Mommy watches you, putting on such a cute little show. It's because you're a little slut. That's why you like to do it. Don't even try to hide it from me. Besides, Mommy loves it when you're so starved for Mommy's attention. It always makes me want to spank your fat ass. Oh, don't give me that sad face, baby girl. Having a fat ass is a good thing, and you know Mommy is right about everything. If Mommy says you have a fat ass, you'll just have to get red-faced while I come up behind you, pin you down on the bed, take my stiletto off my dainty foot, and belt your ass until you moan my name. Isn't that right, baby girl? That's more like it. Your wardrobe has two options. Tight-fitting slut wear or bare naked whore. Mommy will come in every morning to decide what you're going to wear. I will take your dirty outfits and wash them for you. And believe me, you're going to be a very dirty girl, and your slutty outfits are going to need lots of deep cleaning. Do you feel your mind becoming so very agreeable to Mommy's voice, baby girl? Do you feel like saying yes to everything I ask you to do? You fucking better, baby girl. And if you try saying no to me, well, I'll just reach out and grab both of your big titties with my red-hot fingernails Dig them in until you beg for me to let go. But we all know you like it. Your nipples are going to get hard as ice cubes and let out droplets of your sweet cowgirl cream against your will. Oh, speaking of your nipples, baby girl, you might want to look down at them. You know mommy is only looking out for you, and I wouldn't want you to aimlessly go about your day looking like that without realizing your high beams are on. Goodness, those are some big headlights you have on your chest. Nobody is going to take you seriously with those cream-filled cupcakes. Oh, look at you. I know you've been focusing on my beautiful eyes, but I want you to look down. Go on, baby girl. Look down for mommy. I know, baby. They're huge. And judging by your expression, you were not prepared to see them. I took your bra off while you were sleeping because I knew the tea was going to make them fill up and get oh so sensitive. I watched you go from a modest B cup all the way up to a sexy F cup. Even mommy secretly licked her lips and rubbed the front of her panties while your titties ballooned up during your nap. Why don't you give them a feel? I know you're not used to having breasts this big, but this is the new you, and it's best you start getting the feel for them. Go on. Go on, my adorable cowgirl. Feel how soft and warm they are in your hands. Yes. Oh, just like that. I can tell you're enjoying them. You have such an adorable smile. It makes mommy want to kiss you all over. If you're an extra good girl, I will cover you head to toe with lipstick kisses until you're a dripping, hypnotized mess. What? Oh, baby girl, you look so confused. Let me be 100% clear. Your brain went bye-bye from the moment you finished that tea. Your brain melted away and dissolved into those big boobs that you just can't stop groping all over. You look like you're really enjoying those breasts, baby girl. Don't try to hide those moans from me. Just enjoy it. Let it out and release your any milky cowgirl self. That's it. It's easier this way, and you'll find out soon enough. You're more agreeable like this, too. Oh, wow. Your eyes are so glassy. Are you feeling high? I think someone is ruining her pink panties. That's okay, baby girl. I want you to. And I want you to also feel all that milk flowing in. Your breasts getting heavy, filling out, stretching to accommodate all your nutritious milk. Oh, that's it. It's so hot and sticky, isn't it? That's okay. You feel the desire to feed those in need, baby girl. You feel a need to be submissive, but also caring in a motherly manner. You want to provide milk to everyone. You would love for me to lean in and take one of your massive tits in my mouth. To suckle it so very softly while your eyes roll back in your head. Oh, what a good girl. That was a moo I just heard from you, wasn't it? Yes, it was. You're in full cowgirl mode now, and you'll start to feel even more changes. Oh, that's okay. No reason to be nervous. You're such a slut, so you know mommy's gonna take care of you. Why don't you lift up that shirt like a good cowgirl? Come on, let me see. See, Mommy didn't buy you any bras because I don't know how big your tits are going to get. And I also don't care because you'll never be wearing a bra again. Your tits have to be on display at all times for easy access to milking. That being said, I think it's time to get some milk out of your horny tits. What do you say, baby girl? Do you think that's a good idea? Do you want Mommy to milk your breasts? First, I'm going to measure your nipples to see how far along you are, so let's start with the left one. Just like that. Nice and easy. Oh, so good for me. Now let's do the right one. Just like this. Oh, you're so good. Yes, you are. Oh, I'm so proud of you, baby girl. You handled that so well. Both of your nipples are 2 inches long, and goodness, they're engorged. I can't believe they're staying so pink in color. Mommy has very dark nipples, but you have the pinkest nipples I've ever seen. I'm just going to put 2 curved fingers in your pussy now. Nice and slow. Oh, so good for me. Why don't you move for me? Come on, let me hear that pretty voice of yours. Move for Mommy. Oh, that's right. Let your tits fill up. Soon, they'll be bursting. I can already see the milky cream coming out of your nipples, honey. Feel that milk slide down your breasts. Yeah, just like that. It's spraying out. Every time I squeeze them, it's just the cutest burst of milk fountains. Oh, you're doing so good for me. Just feel the milk. Feel the milk and get dumb from being milked. Feel your milk so warm and sticky. Oh, you're such a good girl getting milked by Mommy. I love doing this to you. Pressing into your pussy and getting all the cream out of your tits. Yeah, that's it. Mommy's not even touching your tits and you're spraying those fountains so elegantly. Go ahead, baby. Let your cream out for Mommy. Yeah, that's right. Just let it happen. Oh, so good. Imagine if Mommy was touching them and not fingering you. You would probably orgasm right away. You would swing your head back and go cross-eyed from all the stimulation. You could come just from being milked like the adorable animal that you are. Oh, such a good girl. Now that you've been lactating by just your pussy being played with, it means you're entering bimbo space. And it's extra intense for cowgirls. Mm-hmm, it is. You'll find it harder to speak and really just make soft moves instead. You'll just moo when you want something and I'll take a guess at what you're saying. We all know the only thing you want is to be milked, to be fucked. That's why you love it here. You haven't even tried to get up and leave once. No, you haven't. Not even one time. You just take everything I give you and accept your place as my milky cowgirl. Oh, that's right. Do you hear that, baby? It's the sound of your milk sloshing around in your tits. It's sloshing back and forth each time you twist with anticipation. You'll always hear the sound of the pressure building in your tits. You're full with pressure as the milk is stretching you out. When you walk, you'll hear the milk slosh as your breasts go up and down. And you'll find it so calming, it won't make you dumber like a good cowgirl. In fact, can you hear this? Can you hear mommy? It's mommy's milk sloshing around in my breasts. Each time I move my wrist forward into your pussy, it's making my tits jiggle under my shirt. That's what mommy gets for not wearing a bra either. See, I'm a lot like you, baby girl. I have lots of milk in my tits, and I have to relieve myself all the time. Consider it a superpower, baby girl. If you're walking around in a public place, you're going to start hearing milk sloshing in everyone's breasts. If you're walking around in a public place, you'll hear the milk sloshing in everyone's breasts. You'll find yourself at the beach or the gym. The only thing you're able to focus on is the sound of the warm milk sloshing in the tits of the ladies, whether they're using the treadmill or walking on the beach. That sand can be hard to walk in, causing their boobs to bounce obscenely. You will naturally ask these ladies you see if they would like you to relieve their sloshing breasts. Since you're a cowgirl, they'll probably take you up on the offer. They can discreetly move their bikinis over to the side, and you can start suckling the exposed nipple. At the store, they will probably have you follow them into a bathroom stall. That way they can pull their heavy breasts from their blouses for you to suckle. Oh, you will love providing such valuable services to other women, making them feel so good. You'll have to tell me about all these interactions you're going to have. Let me know if they made you come as a thank you or if they just decided to leave you pent up and horny. Oh, don't worry. Mommy will make you feel good no matter what. Yes, she will. Oh, so good for me. While I play with your pussy and you near coming, I have a little story for you, baby. It'll help you understand why you're here. In case you didn't know, I've had many fox girl litters over the years, and I always nurse them. I mean, what kind of a mother would I be if I didn't offer my breasts? After all, it is best. Well, one night I was so horny and full of milk, I could not find relief. I stood up on my bed, and I started rubbing my pussy frantically. I used one hand on my pussy and the other hand to grab my tits. My nipples were so swollen and engorged. Every squeeze sent pleasure right to my pussy. I was so wet, my sheets were starting to soak up my pussy juice. I felt really embarrassed, but I couldn't stop. I wanted to come so bad, and I just kept stalling out. I would get so close to coming, and it would fade away. I was getting tired. Then I heard a noise at my door. It was two other fox girls, and they were intently staring at me. I didn't know how long they had been there, but I think they saw everything. I was so ashamed, but I didn't care at the same time. Before I could say anything, they walked in and onto my bed. Both fox girls started sucking my tits without mercy. Luckily, I had one tit for each fox girl. They sucked and sucked, and I started feeling so good. All my milk was flowing out, and they were taking it all into their hungry mouths. They drank so fast, one gulp after another. Their tongues licked the underside of each nipple, teasing more milk out. I felt bad about it, but I did plunge my fingers into my pussy and chill it off. I did it as hard as I could while the fox girls drank from me. I felt so used, but so horny, and nothing mattered. Finally, I lost myself and orgasmed. My pussy pulsed over and over, and I let out a scream. But the fox girls didn't care. They just kept sucking. I was so sensitive, and I tried petting them, but they got growly with me and snapped at my hands. They're little bitches, I know. They started nipping and pressing their teeth into my nipples, and it was painful, but also kind of turned me on. I had to sit there like a prisoner until they were done. Their bellies were so full. Finally, they popped off, suckling my spent tits and left for another room, I'm guessing. I was a sweating mess, but I drifted off to sleep. Not before fondling my stretched out nipples and feeling how empty my tits were. Gosh, I was probably 2 cup sizes smaller on both tits. I slept so good that night. Oh, that story's turning you on, isn't it? I don't think you can speak anymore. You're just kind of mooing like a dumb little cowgirl. Well, baby, I have a secret. I'm pregnant with twins, and you're going to have to step up and feed my fox girls because I need my rest. As soon as my litter pops out, they're going to be sucking from your tits 24/7. They expect it. You will be the target of their feeding source, so you better let them feed whenever they want. It's easy, really. Just make sure your tits are always out and ready to be sucked, and they'll do the rest. You get to come during the process anyway, so it's not really that bad. You do also have another job, and it is just as important as the first. You're going to be the cowgirl slut of my manor. I have so many guests staying here on a nightly basis and so many parties. My guests like to get rough, and you'll learn how to service them all. The bedroom where you will be sleeping has no locks on the door, and anyone can come in for any reason at any time. They will want to fuck you or use you in some kind of way. You have all the right assets to service them, so don't be afraid. Also, I want you to be making appearances in the lounge where all the sex and filth happens. My guests have the hottest group sex, and I want you there to help get things started. Oh, you're so agreeable. You can't say no to mommy or her guests. I want you ready and willing to serve my guests as soon as they walk through the door. If one of my guests forces you onto your knees so you can orally pleasure them, you will do it. If a guest wants to wipe their cock on your tits, you'll let them do it. If my guests ask you to clean up their sex juice off the floor once they finish fucking, you'll do it. Doesn't that sound tasty, my cowgirl? Oh my, you are really wet. I can tell you're close to coming from me. Oh, so good. That's it. Oh, that's my good girl. Every night, you will get visited here in your bedroom by a very seductive bunny girl. And guess what? She already told me what she plans to do with you. She said she's going to jump on your bed and quickly sit on your face, and she's going to demand that you taste her ass while she touches herself. You'll feel the weight of her small body as she rocks back and forth like you're a sex toy. You'll smell her strawberry shampoo scent on your nose, and it'll be intoxicating. You're going to love having her little asshole so close to your face. Go ahead, baby girl. Think about pressing your nose up to her tight little hole and breathing it all in. She wants her ass licked with slow, sloppy licks to get primed up. Then she wants you to bury your tongue deep in her ass. This will make her come and squirt everywhere. You'll feel her squirt splattering on your legs while her asshole pulsates around your tongue. Oh my, you just can't wait to be a slut for a bunny girl's ass. You'll get addicted to the taste. After she gets up, she'll give you a kiss on the cheek. And then she will jet her tongue into your mouth to taste her own bunny ass. After a few minutes of sloppy kisses, she will leave your bedroom without a sound. She's a horny and depraved bitch, what can I say? You will be left there with the taste of her bunny asshole on your tongue. You will lay there licking your lips while trancing out. You will tease the hood of your clit while you relish in the taste of her hot asshole. You'll be getting used to the taste of her ass every night, in fact. Doesn't that sound so hot, baby girl? I heard you mooing so much you almost interrupted me, darling. If you weren't such a hypnotized cowgirl, you probably wouldn't enjoy eating a bunny girl's asshole. But now with all the changes I made for you, you'll lick anything. Pussy, ass, tits, dicks of all sizes. It's the perks of being a dumb cowgirl. You'll never be hungry. Oh, that's my good girl. Your pussy is such a sloppy mess right now. Let's finish you off. Go ahead and squeeze your tits hard, baby. It looks like they're swelling with more milk. Yeah. Oh, baby girl. Your tits are looking like they're G-cups now, which looks so sexy on your slender frame. Your nipples are longer and adorably plump. You're so top-heavy, you might just fall over if you try standing up. Don't worry. Mommy will hold your hand until you get used to having such big, lewd titties. Your precious milk fountains are still sprinkling, and it's wetting down all the fluffy pink blankets. It's okay. You're so cute, baby. You just can't help but spray your milk because you're so horny and ready to come. Your eyes are blanked out. Let me guess what you're thinking about. It's your new life as a slutty bimbo cowgirl. I'm so proud of you. Yes, I am. Why don't you get ready to come? Come on, baby girl, come for me. Come for mommy. Oh, just like that. Oh, so good for me. Yes, that's my good girl. Oh, you're so good for me, baby. You are going to love living here, and I will adore having you as my special cowgirl. My guests will tell their friends, and everyone's going to want to fuck you. Oh, I better change your bed sheets. You sprayed so much milk on them. You just stay here and go blank in all the pleasure mommy gives you. Mommy will take care of everything else, my good girl.